Good morning, America. Welcome to the first day of August 2025. It is finally Friday. I know, I can't believe it either. This is The Big Show on The Boss at 107.1 and 99.7 FM on The Boss app at 107.1theboss.com. And we are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog, and Nor'easter Nick Pittman. I like to add in his last name there. Remember how they used to do that to Obama? They go, Barack Hussein Obama. I do that to him. I go, Nick Pittman. I don't know why, but just like a harsh-sounding name. And I don't think he likes that I mentioned it, so it makes me want to do it more.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's a me problem. How's it rain at... I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody. I'm spicy today.
I got you are?
The Grand Mariner got me overnight, so I'm just... trying
Dan
to
Mariner.
You're into the Grand Mariner again.
I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but it's just such a nice because it adds a little sweetness to my scotch at the end of the night, and it just goes down easy, and it doesn't taste like a dessert drink. And then in the morning, I just feel like I've been hit by a semi truck. So I'm a little spicy today. I was also trying to calm my nerves because I was very worried that we were going to get a bad storm because I kept getting those little alerts on the phone about severe thunderstorm.
Oh, they started so early in the afternoon.
1 o'clock in the afternoon,
like,
yeah.
What? No.
Severe thunderstorm warning, severe thunderstorm imminent, tornado warning, severe tornado flash flood, warning. All this. Yeah. Knock on wood, we get some rain, but that was it. So we
did
okay.
Grab the little dog and run.
That's right. I moved to North Carolina. But the Sayreville was right up the road from our house, and it was terrible. I was hearing your news this morning about how bad cars submerged and all of that. So I guess it just depended where you were. How was it at your house? Everything all right?
Not the worst in the world, but the wind was stupid.
Mm. Yeah.
And coming out this morning, it was still blowing, and there was some wet stuff whipping around there, and it was freezing. I'm in my flip-flops, so it's like, oh.
Yeah.
My feet are cold.
Yeah, I put on the sneakers today. I figured I needed that for the puddles. And how about the new homestead down by the shore there, Nolan?
It's 66 degrees here.
It's kind of nice, isn't it? Mm.
Winds are blowing out of the nor'east at 16. Gust to 35. 342 this morning, Val. We had a 35-mile-an-hour gust here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Of course, Rochelle working from the mobile studio, so she got the rain a couple hours before we did. So everything calmed down at your place. You're good?
Yeah, we're good here. Yeah.
Everything's fine here. All right.
Everything's fine.
Well, we had it. It's funny because the kids are here, and so it being kind of it's 9 hours away. We usually get it first here, and then it travels up that way. So I know it's coming. So I had it the night before, and it was really bad here at one point. But yesterday was fine here.
Good.
No problems.
Good. Just let me sit on the couch and watch them. Tornado watch. Dinosaurs returning to Earth.
That's when you started drinking.
At the end of the night, I started drinking, but I needed to calm the nerves to be able to fall asleep.
Right. And Grand Mariner.
Yeah, the Grand Mariner is just brutal. It just, it's like you pick her up at the bar and it seems like it's going to be great, and then it turns out she's got an Adam's apple. That's kind of how it feels,
I don't know if it's that bad.
Yeah, that's kind of how it feels this morning, I'm telling you.
Pretty bad.
Got a list out of things to look forward to since it is August. Some things we should be aware of. The NFL preseason games underway. College football kicks off the 23rd. Then the U.S. Open, August 24th, if you're a sports fan. A couple of things to think about. We got revival of King of the Hill coming to Hulu. I didn't know that. Deadliest Catches back. And the great food truck race, which will include not one, but two episodes filmed here in New Jersey. There's a new
that's fun.
Chris Hemsworth show coming to Disney Plus. These are all things to look forward to this month. This weekend alone, you get the Naked Gun, then Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Grab Some Nuts Day is this month. Vinyl Record Day and National Radio Day is coming up August 20th. So, look, there's a lot to be in a positive headspace aside of the fact it's Friday this morning. August is going to be a big month. I can feel it. It's going to be great.
All the goobers that day put up pictures of them working at old radio stations. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Happens every single year.
And it never gets any better.
Oh, geez. And you look at these pay and you're like, come on, stop.
It was like I was saying yesterday with the Brooke Hogan story about how she disowned, didn't want her father's money. Every goober in the world had a picture with Hulk Hogan. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Here I am. Here I am with Hulk Hogan. Look at this. He was my friend. It's like he wasn't your friend. You met him for 4 minutes, you nitwit.
And he'd take a picture with anyone, so nothing special.
Yeah, you don't have a Fu Manchu to compare to his.
Goobers have their name tags on.
We got a goober event coming up in September. I'm goobering one more time. So.
Oh, you are?
I'm guilty. I've been trying to update the social media page less, though. I don't, maybe once a week. I'm down to once a week. They're putting it up every single day. Some people are on there 6-7 times a day. It's just too much. I don't need that much information out of you. And it's always the goobers. Always the goobers.
Yep.
Holy crap. We got a busy day going on today. I kind of forget today is a free ticket Friday. So we'll have tickets to go see the Doobie Brothers, PNC Bank Art Center next week. Tickets for tomorrow night to go to PNC Bank Art Center to see Offspring in concert. We'll do real or fake for another 5-pack of passes into Jenkinson's Boardwalk to our big VIP night. Got another chance to qualify for the money for the summer cash payoff.
How are you going to do all that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to mess something up for sure.
If I don't mess it up,
don't put that out there.
Yeah.
Don't put that out there.
I'm already spicy. I warned you on that. Don't give me a negative.
I'm spicy right back, so.
Don't give me the negative attitude because I will screw it up. There's a Monmouth Park racetrack passes, too. A pair of VIP season passes with the he said, she said business, 7:50 this morning. Plus, we'll do dumb crook news, fun facts, the freak out to start the weekend.
You might break a sweat.
I mean, I don't. Do I need this? I don't need this. I just want to sit here and play Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I don't need this, but that's what I'm doing today. So we got a busy Friday up ahead. Right now, though, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities putting on fun events. We do our best to share them each and every morning, right about 6:20, 8:35 or so. As always, if you have one, let us know. The text connect to Facebook page or right there at 1071theboss.com.
And the Community Baltimore is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryobody sculpting event is going on now. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Boss Roadies are off this weekend, but they are back in action on Tuesday night, August the 5th, for Neptune Police Department National Night Out. Neptune PD be at Midtown Elementary starting at 5 o'clock till 8, and the Boss Roadies will be there as well for a fun and educational evening. So make plans maybe to bring the family by after dinner on Tuesday night. Then a week from tonight, Friday, August the 8th, it's a Middlesex County Fair with Michelle and the Boss Roadies. That's in East Brunswick from 6 to 8. The fair goes all next week, but Michelle's doing the big Friday night a week from tonight. And then next weekend, Saturday, August the 9th, starting at 11 o'clock, it's an all-day event, a special one at Monmouth Park. Don't miss Bags, Bands, and Beers. Boss Roadies will see you there for that, too. Clear the Shelters, starting tomorrow, right through September the 7th. The Ocean County Animal Facilities in Manahawkin and Jackson are working to get as many pets as possible adopted, and they'll go home with a complimentary goodie bag filled with treats and fun toys for your new forever friend. Isn't that nice? OceanCountyHealth.gov for a full list of adoptable pets. You'll see them and you'll be like, I got to go get that. I got to go get that one. Lavalette Breast Cancer Walk is happening Sunday, 8:30. The Music Man Singing Ice Cream Shop in Lavalette. The event is to honor breast cancer survivors and to help save lives with your generous donations. To register or to get more or just donate online if you can't make it, you can do all of that at lavawalk.org. That's L-A-V-A, Lavawalk. You ready for this? This weekend at Monmouth Park, it's the Latin Festival, tacos and tequila. They're doing Cinco de Mayo in August.
Love that.
Over a dozen Latin food trucks with taquitos, empanadas, live music. There'll be clowns there for some reason and face painters and ponies. I don't know why. Nothing to do with tacos and tequila. Yeah, but you keep them occupied so you can bang back the tequila. Stay away from the Grand Mariner, though. Monmouthpark.com for more. The Latin Festival is this weekend. So you put a little Jennifer Lopez in your earbuds, go walk around Monmouth Park. Couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB. That's it. That's the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 1071 The Boss.
Well, those were kind of just words, weren't they? Guadalajara. I like how he manages to get that out. Sorry about your Lions last night, by the way, in that big game.
That's okay. It was a preseason game. They really didn't have any starters in there. It was fine.
And that,
it was fine.
That kind of bode poorly for the upcoming season? No, maybe?
No, it was fine.
All right,
it
I'm
was
sorry.
Fine.
Sorry to bring the whole thing up. Now, it's August, and next month will be 9 years that we have been doing a Robbie and Rochelle program, and 4 years here at The Boss, which is hard to believe. And the first place we did the show, we had a guy. Now, he was not an intern. He was a paid part-time kid that worked for us. His name was Vince.
Yes.
Great kid. And then we went on to another place, and there was another great kid that worked for us, and we started calling him Intern Vince, even though his name was Brendan, because I don't like new things. And so we just kept calling him Vince. And so he became the second Intern Vince. And then he came with us for a bit here before he went off and decided to do comedy and, have a real living and not work in radio. So anyway, you caught up for the first time in a long time with the OG, with the original Intern Vince, who wasn't actually an intern, but was actually named Vince, unlike the other kid who was named Brendan, not Vince, even though we called him Intern Vince. How was your dinner last night?
Wow. That was confusing.
Well, all true, right?
It is all true. Yeah. No, it was great. It was great. It was good to catch up with him. I haven't seen him since our wedding, and him and I haven't hung out since we worked together when we were working in Detroit.
Wait a minute, that can't be true. You haven't seen him. You haven't seen him in six years since the wedding. Wow.
Nope, that was the last time that I saw. And we've talked. I mean, we've kept up and chatted back and forth, but we have not seen each other since our wedding. So it was really good to catch up. He's engaged, which is new-ish. Yes, he's getting married in November. And it was good. It was a lot of fun. We were reminiscing and going through pictures and looking at all the silly stuff we used to make him do, like throw donuts in his mouth. And one time you shot him in the groin with a t-shirt.
I didn't do that. The other guy that worked at the place did that. I didn't do that. But yes, he did get with those high powered shot the ball right
t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, t-shirt cannon right in the nutsack. That was poor guy.
He ate a whole lemon once, like rind and all.
Remember the beer cans on his head? That was pretty good.
Beer can made him speed eat an entire container of hummus. So we were going through all the fun stuff that we made him do when we were on air. So
man, all the creative stuff we used to do. Look how lazy I've gotten now. I don't try anything new. It's just the same crap every day. Back then, we were actually trying to do stuff. It's great.
We also had someone like intern Vinny who was willing to do things like that, whereas Kermit will not get off of his butt. So
has to work from home. I don't know, because he has children, little babies. I know, what a jerk, huh? I saw the picture that you took with him, and I'll say this, he hasn't changed at all. I mean, the last time I saw him, that would have been the wedding as well. He looks exactly the same. But I imagine now that he's engaged and he's a professional with a big job, big difference, because I remember he was always having girl trouble, and you know, one of them broke his heart and was cheating on him. And so I'm glad he's moved past all of that juvenile nonsense and is a grown-up now.
Yeah, and I met his fiance. So we actually went to the restaurant that his fiance bartends at. She's bartending to help pay for their wedding, which is at a very, very fancy place. It's amazing. But she is wonderful, and they seem very, very cute together. So it was a really good night. And I brought Grayson with me as my date, and him, OG intern Vinny, were playing Pokemon Go for most of the night.
Does this mean, since his girlfriend or his fiance is the bartender, does this mean you got free drinks out of the whole deal?
Well, he paid for the entire meal, so I have no idea. He insisted on paying, so I have no idea what was free and what was not.
See, I knew I liked that kid. Remember the time he dressed up as me for Halloween? That was pretty weird.
That wasn't Halloween. He went to an event, a work event, dressed as you. I mean, posted on our socials as you. It was not Halloween. He was just walking around pretending to be you.
So I know it's weird, but I really liked it. It really pleased me a lot. So, Hunter, you better step up your game. Start dressing up as me. That's what I'm looking for, okay? Phone lines open, though. It is a free Ticket Friday on the Boss. We'll be cooking all day. Michael McDonald, the Doobie Brothers, PNC Bank Arts Center, next week, August 7th. 10th caller through, 732-774-4444.
Friday's what you wanted. Friday's what you needed. Friday's what you wanted. Week was bad and almost jinxed. You did everything. Now that it's through, here's what you'll do. You'll have a beer or two. You'll hold tight, Bud Light. That beer you'll hold tight. I said Friday's what you want, and Friday's what you need, and Friday's what you want.
Well, maybe you had a week. Maybe the boss reamed you out for copying me in on an internal iHeart email change.
Whoops.
Could be a lot worse, though. Could be locked up, incarcerated behind bars because of your criminal deeds and misactivities. Taken into custody by the law.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Tom. Crook News. North, south, east, west, cross pond, cross the border. We hear these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens, Rochelle and our crack team of researcher. Scour the police blotters, north, south, east, west. This is Dumb Crook News. Dateline, the Highland County, Florida. That's right. We start in Florida because, of course, it's always Florida. You know it's going to be good when we start in Florida. 39-year-old Chris Smith stole some booze from a liquor store.
Uh-oh.
Tried to outrun the cops. They spotted him when he drove by a parked patrol car and offered them some vodka out the window. He was charged with Two counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery of a law enforcement officer, two counts of resisting arrest, DUI, refusal to submit to a DUI test, and petty theft.
Whoa.
Went from a high-speed pursuit to an on-foot chase.
Stop. Stop. Can you give you a drink? That's it. Show me your hands now!
Oh. Was that a...
Is that a taser?
I think that was a taser gun.
Oh!
And they weren't playing around.
He was trying to offer you guys a drink.
Yeah, I think Chris was just being nice.
He's just being kind.
You guys need to relax. You know what you need is a drink.
A little spritz. A little spritzer.
This is Dumb Crook News. Let's go to Brooklyn, New York. 37-year-old Danielle Da Silva pulled over for going 102 miles per hour with a 2-year-old in the back seat of her SUV.
Oh, no.
She told police she was late. Take the kid to a Thomas the Tank Engine event.
Well, understandable then.
Yeah, I got to take the kid to see Thomas. I'm running late. You know what I paid for these tickets, for the love of God?
Seriously.
State police arrested her and charged her with reckless driving, reckless endangerment in the second degree, and risk of injury to a minor, failure to stop on the right side of the road.
Oh, gosh. Listen, when you're a mom and you bought these tickets to this thing, I get it. You got to go. You got to get them there. You don't want to disappoint the kids.
The schemer's going to be mad if you don't show up.
Wow.
I went deep for that one.
You did. You're throwing it back.
This Dumb Crook News, out to Ohio we go, because sometimes it's Ohio. An Uber driver there had a rider call 911, said the driver boasted about having drugs stashed in a fake aerosol can in the Uber.
Oh, God.
Cops were able to track him down. Sure enough, they found the can, which was filled with 24 grams of meth. Along with a meth pipe, packaging baggies, cash, and 3 burner phones. The driver ID'd as a Robert Rose. Sounds like a drug dealer.
It does a little bit, yeah.
He was wearing a shirt that said, drug dealer.
Self-identifying. I like it.
He's been charged with drug trafficking, possession of felony drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Anybody here a drug dealer? Let's question the guy wearing a shirt that says, drug dealer.
Yeah,
Robert Rose.
One star, Robert.
He's a real brainiac, isn't he? Could have offered a mint. Right. Instead, he went with meth.
Again, maybe he was going for the 5-star, just the wrong kind of clientele.
What's nice is that he did have a phone charger for the person. It was the end of the night. You know,
perfect.
Convenient.
Yeah, you got to have those high chews in there, too. Every Uber driver has a high chew.
And they generally smell better than the taxi drivers.
Yeah. Yep.
Our dateline to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Darlene Durham arrested for giving a 16-year-old coworker a marijuana edible. They were working together in a kitchen at Sonic at the time. The girl had a bad reaction to it. She is going to be okay. Here's Tulsa police officer Danny Bean talking about the incident.
She was throwing up, being sick from all the stuff she ingested. Yeah. I was just kind of taken back a little bit about why did you give it to her or whatever. How did she end up with it? You know, because she asked for it. That's just zero responsibility.
We've all been there. We've all accidentally had the pot brownie. We didn't mean to have it. It made you sick. You had too much. We've been there. I know. It's tough.
That might just be you.
Oh.
You know, it'd be a great idea. She should have been handed out to customers because then they'd turn right around and be back at Sonic. They'll have the munchies real bad. You give them a little edible.
I'd like to order 4 more tots, please.
Let's go to Colorado Springs. Lucas Brown caught escaping from jail after 35 minutes on the loose.
Mm.
It happened just 2 days before he was scheduled to be released anyway. He now faces additional charges, will no longer be released this week, and is no longer a trustee, so he'll be spending a little bit longer in jail. Hope he enjoyed that full half hour he had in freedom.
Why would he do that?
Here's Captain Don Ballas talking about the situation.
He had worked in the kitchen and this assignment since March 31st. He'd been working and never had an issue. What I have for him is he was sentenced to misdemeanor. That's what we go off of.
Maybe he heard about the free edibles at the Sonic and he just had to get out of there.
I gotta go. what a dummy.
That's a kitchen I need to work at.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up with back-to-back Florida stories because it's always Florida. 32-year-old Delvin Thornton from Marin County, Florida, arrested for ramming into a woman while driving a go-kart and then fleeing the scene.
Oh my gosh.
Police said he tried to run her over after they'd gotten into an argument. It's a me, I'm Mario. I'm going to run you over. I know, that was...
Why is Drac and Mario?
That was Count Chocula, not Mario.
What was that?
He's being charged with multiple violations. And finally, to the Palm Coast of Florida we go for 63-year-old Matthew Hunter, a.k.a. Naked Man Matthew. Police are nicknaming him the Birthday Suit Bandit.
Oh, no.
He's been caught trying to break into multiple women's homes while completely in the buff.
I'm butt naked.
He's charged with attempted burglary, criminal mischief, exposure of sex organs.
Oh, is that what they said?
Hey, Bob, what are you in here for? Well, exposure of the sex organ. Sure,
oh,
sure.
Gross.
Police did catch up to him, and here's the body cam footage.
What's going on, bro?
I just came over to talk to you.
You're walking around the street
naked.
Yes,
I know.
I'm well aware of what I'm doing.
It's hot in Florida.
That's right. I'm sweating out of places I didn't know I had. Breaking into homes. What do you want from me?
They have air conditioning.
There he is. God bless America. The birthday suit bandit has been captured.
Thank God.
For the hard work of the Palm Coast, Florida PD. There you go. Another exciting edition of Dumb Grug News. I want to mention, I don't know why I get myself involved in these things, because it has nothing to do with me, really. But I just can't help. I just can't help myself. So I thought I would.
You're a busybody.
I thought I would just mention. There's a new guy over at the 101.5 station. It's the first time they've had a change on the midday show over there in 32 years. Now, of the guys, Dennis Malloy, has been there a long time. Big Boss Bob used to own that station, and he owned it. Well, Dennis is retiring, but I always wonder, because you know we have friends, Joe, that have quote unquote retired, but you think really what they did is get an offer they had to refuse, and so they went, I don't need this anymore, I'm walking. And so I have no idea. I don't know Dennis, but I imagine that's what happened. But they got a new guy over there, and here's why this interests me, because this is one of those guys, and I don't know this guy, and I'm not going to mention his name. I don't know him. I only know of him. But he's one of those people where he's doing his own thing and everything's great, and look at him, he's a superstar. And then the minute he doesn't have a job, hey, how are you, best friend in the whole world? And he's done that to me twice since I've been here. And I mean, I guess that's what you have to do. You have to network and hustle. But I heard the last time that he had something happen, he went to lunch with Bob. And I think Bob is just a nice, Big Boss Bob is just a nice guy when it comes to, sit around and talk about the old days. I don't think he realized that he was being worked for a job. And this guy's like, so the question about Robbie, is he okay? How's his blood pressure? Is he is he moving back to Sheboygan? I mean, how's he doing? Boy. I think that's what that was about. Well, now he's got this job, and he used to be the boss, the program director over at 101.5, and they just hired him over there. So the current program director guy, I'm worried about them. I mean, does he realize he just hired a guy that's already done his job? I think it's a strange situation. And on top of that, the big boss dude over there is that bald little weasel that fired me about 6 years ago. So
right.
Yeah.
So I guess indirectly I am involved in the situation. And I'm
not at all.
Not at all.
All right.
No.
It's just a viper pit over there.
It is.
Stay away.
Well, I am staying. I have nothing to do with it, but I guess I'm inserting myself inadvertently, but I just can't imagine what that must be like for the guy that's now the program guy, and he's doing his job every day and doing a fine job. They're successful, you know. And now this guy who's had the job, he's going to be, I guarantee you, he's going to want it back, and he's just working his way in there. And I don't know.
Well, so the bald little weasel might be in trouble over there.
No, the bald little weasel is the one that hired both of them, so they both work for him. So I'm saying the guy he's got running the place for him, he now hired this guy who's already run the place back in the day, so I figure there's all kinds of politics going on over there, and I just...
Oh, absolutely.
I've been in that situation myself, as I assume all of us have in our careers, and just makes me... It's those things that make you go, you know? Things that make you go,
And so, they say you can never go home again.
So, I mean, good luck to all of them, I guess, but...
Nobody's sleeping over there now, are they?
Yeah, that seems like a stressful situation. Yeah.
It's like that song from the Mamas and the Papas, and everybody's getting fat like Big Joe Henry. Right. See, I don't know
why did you do that?
I don't, because he's fat.
But he's such a nice guy.
But so
and Robbie is not.
He's such a nice guy.
First of all, I'm not nice. Second of all, I don't know. I don't know him at all. So I feel like I can get away with it because
I don't know him well, but I know him, and he's a very nice guy.
And I am also an enormous person, so I feel as though I can jab at him a little bit and get away with it. It's not like I'm Sidney Sweeney, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have good genes. I can get away with it. So right, can we move on now?
You're the one holding us up.
You brought it up.
I know. I don't know why I brought it up. It fascinates me, and I can't help myself. I just start shooting my mouth off, and I just can't help myself.
Nobody cares.
MTV launched this day in 1981. It's their anniversary.
Really?
There's that meme floating around. It's really funny. It says, congratulations on 44 years and 6 years of music. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
The first thing they ever said on MTV was, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll. And we will play the first four songs that MTV ever played on the 4 & 4 countdown today.
That's awesome.
Which would be pretty good.
That's
really
fun.
That's pretty cool.
MTV2 also premiered on this date 15 years later. And if you do like music videos, they still play them, both old and new. So there are still music videos, but you got to watch MTV2. I don't know if anybody even has cable anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And happy anniversary to Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley in heaven. They were married on this day in 1994. Of course, they're both dearly departed, but they lasted 2 years on Earth. But apparently they dated even after they divorced. So happy wedding anniversary.
That was a weird coupling. That was a really weird coupling.
I think that would have gotten more if it wasn't for the OJ trial going on at the same time. It would have been like an even bigger deal. Because think about how weird that was. Elvis's daughter with Michael Jackson, of all people. So happy anniversary, kids. What else? Is that it? Is that all I got? I think that's it. On the way, we'll do a real or fake. I got another 5-pack of passes for VIP night at Jenkinson's Boardwalk coming up about 7:10, plus the mom confessions.
Ozempic face. Your skin is falling and it's out of place. Look like an outcast of the human race. Ozempic face. Your bank account is draining and your pancreas is straining. Ozempic face. Your skin is falling way, way down out of place. You need face filler cause you look like Phyllis Diller with your saggy Ozempic face.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joe Val, Nick Kermit, and the crew. This is the Big Show on the Boss. Talking about Michael Jackson before. There is a crystal embroidered sock worn by Michael during his 1997 tour. European tour, and it's going on sale in France for $8,000 U.S. The sock was found by a technician near his dressing room after they were cleaning up after the show. It was part of the History World Tour of 1997. He did Billie Jean wearing the sock, and that's why it's got such a high value. I guess this guy's been hanging on to it for all these years, and his son found out that he had the sock, and then he put it up, and they're selling it for $8,000.
It's a crystal embroidered sock?
Yeah, crystal embroidered sock.
Are there crystals on the bottom, like where he was supposed to be walking?
No, they're around the side because his pants were short when he would, Billie Jean, he does the dance and the socks and the crystals.
Like the ankle part. Okay.
It's like that glove. You've seen the glove that's got the studs on it as well.
I was just thinking how uncomfortable that would be to be walking on crystals.
Yeah, no. You know, it's around me.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That makes much more sense.
I'm surprised okay, 8,000. I would have thought crystals
would be. I would have thought it would be more. Just because of the crystals.
More. Right, that's what I mean. Nobody cares about Michael
Jackson.
Maybe
they use cheap crystals.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think a lot of people care. I was surprised. I thought that would be like $1 million the guy would want for it. $8,000?
I know that that sounds like peanuts.
It really does. The celebrity connection and the value of crystals. Mm-hmm. So I just call up Corinne Jewelers and ask them, ain't these crystals worth more than that? You guys are experts. isn't it worth a little bit more than that? Hey, by the way, you know what I meant to ask you? At the other house here, you guys got a new toilet. You didn't get a bidet, did you?
No. Well, we do have a bidet. Yes. No, I have a bidet, but it's not the one you want that's like a separate seat. It's just the one that attaches to the toilet. And when I got the new toilet, they went ahead and reattached my bidet.
Okay.
Which I don't understand why you won't get one of those.
Yeah, okay.
But, yes, so I did. They put the bidet back on my new toilet. But what I didn't tell you, so we got a new toilet because the old one kept running and it wouldn't stop. And we tried to fix a little ball thing in there and there's no fixing it. We just had to get a new toilet. So we had the old toilet and we put it out at the curb. Because what else are you going to do with the toilet? And someone took the old toilet from the curb.
Take anything.
Not really? Yeah.
Take anything.
Wow.
I learned that just with this move.
Yeah.
You put everything. It's all kinds of junk out on the curb. All of it. Every single bit of it somebody took.
They make great planters. You fill up the bowl with
really?
Dirt. Oh, my God. Yeah. You see them everywhere.
Would never have thought of that. I mean, I guess it's kind of like the crystals on the sock, right? Where porcelain also has value. Can they scrap it and make money off the porcelain? They probably can. Yeah. I would never imagine.
Keeping it classy with a toilet planter in your front yard.
How great would that be? Yeah, right. But how
Very
great
classy.
Would that be on your front yard to have a toilet with, roses coming out of it or something?
Oh, a toilet bowl full of hydrangeas.
Sure.
You know how big they get, those big cone-shaped white ones hanging out of the toilet bowl.
Hey, that's Vern. Right.
Put mums in it in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vern, what do you say we scour the neighborhood and look for somebody throwing away a toilet? Let's go. We'll get it for free. Put it in the back of the flatbed.
Decorate it for the seasons. And did I put that's it next right. to that big
so
skeleton
funny.
And Halloween? And
that's right. Put a evergreen tree in, a little small tree in it at Christmas time.
We got a spooky toilet here at Press Communications. Let me scare
Well, that's a different story.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween toilet, all right. It's terrifying.
Different reason.
That's really. I got a 4th of July toilet out in the yard. It's America. I can't believe someone
At Halloween, you just fill it up with a candy.
No, candy corn. Yeah, it's a bowl of candy corn.
Let the kids.
Have at it, kids.
Have at it.
And you know there are people who be like, that's not thoughtful. Eating candy corn out of a toilet bowl.
Nasty.
God in heaven. They stole your toilet. I guess they didn't steal it. They took your toilet bowl. That's amazing.
I bet it didn't stay out there more than 10, 15 minutes.
You're probably right.
You're right, Val. We put it out. Garbage day was this morning. So we put it out last night. Oh. I had Grayson help me.
Already gone?
It out.
Oh, yeah.
It was gone. We went to dinner. We came back. It was gone.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
That's awesome.
I mean, I have driven by and seen like a bureau and thought to myself, that's a nice bureau. You know, I mean, that happens, but a toilet bowl?
Sure. It might be somebody's swimming toilet? Pool.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, duck them in, cool them off. You'll be fine.
So around the corner from me, there was a people who put out these really nice chairs, right? These two like cushy chairs.
Yeah.
So Marianne sent her kids over to go and get them, take them, right? So she sent them, she went and took them and put them in our basement, and they're down there for a good year. And then we have a Super Bowl party. We invited those people.
Stop.
She comes in, she said, those are our chairs.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
You people took our chairs.
I was mortified.
Oh, that's great. Well, you cleaned them off, right? You know.
Marianne didn't care, but
wait a minute. This furniture looks familiar.
Those are our chairs. She said she came in the basement and within 5 seconds. Those are our chairs.
Well, you threw them away, lady. One man's treasure.
Great.
Another man's trash.
They're really nice chairs.
I'm sure they were. I like how you talk about Marianne's kids. You say, oh, she sent her kids over. They make it like it's Dr. Evil's henchmen. She's got her minions going off.
Times they are.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be the one seen picking it off.
Sure.
I'm not doing that. I've told her a million times, I don't do any of that.
Like, come on.
I will not do it. Nope, I will not do
it. No dumpster diving for Nolan.
I am not a picker. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't know. When you put on that green John Deere hat, you veer close in that direction, you know?
It's different.
Planting hydrangeas in a toilet bowl, you know.
See, I do that. See, that I do in a heartbeat. Sure. I wouldn't have a problem putting plants in a toilet bowl. But I'm not going. I don't even like going to the things, you know, like when she gets stuff off of Marketplace.
Yeah.
I don't even like doing that.
That is weird, isn't it? When you go and meet those people that you met, you're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a weird thing. It feels like a drug deal, doesn't it?
In a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah. It does feel like a drug deal.
You meet you in a place under a bright light. Yeah.
Very sketchy.
You know, this is why you still live in New Jersey and you've never moved to Westchester. You got hydrangeas in a toilet bowl.
Oh, I love that. That'd be, you know what? I'm going to start looking around for toilet bowls now.
Let's go. Drive around.
All the broken ones. Yep.
It's time to play Real or Fake. For tickets to our VIP night, we got a 5-pack of passes in. Be a very important guest at Jenkinson's Boardwalk, Point Pleasant Beach, August 11th. Part of this whole deal, you know, we're giving away the Super Cash Payoff, Summer Cash Payoff, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Playing Real or Fake, Kermit the Wonder Frog, who is not at his perch right now, by the way, has come up with these stories that we got off different news sites, newspaper websites from the great state of Florida. Because, of course, it is, because it's always Florida. Some of these are real headlines. Some of these are fake. You got to tell us, are they real or fake? Too correct to be a winner. 732-774-4444. Lines wide open. 732-774-4444. You want to do one just to try it out here?
Yes.
Homicide victims rarely speak to the police. Real or fake headline from Florida. Homicide victims rarely speak to the police. Real or fake?
Fake.
Nope. That's a real. That's a real headline from the Orlando Sentinel. Granted, dated 2017, but that's a real headline. See what we're talking about here? Let's go to line one. Good morning, the boss.
That's great.
Yeah, hi. This is Bill. I like the book.
All right, Bill. We're going to play for a 5-pack of passes into our VIP night coming up on the 11th at Jenkinson's. So, again, these are real stories. Real stories from... Hang on a second here.
Oh, you didn't hang up on it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Rob.
Damn it, this thing.
Oh, poo.
All right, he'll call. There was a thing wrong with the thing, and then...
There was a thing wrong with
I just said, this is what I said. Kermit is not at his perch, and usually he forwards these things to me, and I can't be trusted to hit the buttons myself. Well, I'm sorry, Bill. I apologize.
Call back.
Should I give him a chance to call back? 732-774-4444. We get some other callers, but is this him? I think this might be him. Bill, is that you? I'm sorry I lost you there.
Yeah, it's me. I'm here.
Good, I figured it out. The Wonder Frog is not handling my phones.
Stay put.
This is far too much taxing on my my abilities to control
pushing
things.
Pushing a button's hard for Robbie to do.
All right. Well, it is.
Pushes a lot of our buttons, but you can't get the one on the phone right.
This is why I don't have one of those big time jobs over at 101.5. All right, we got some real stories out of Florida, some fake stories. They're real headlines or fake headlines. You get two of these right, you'll be a winner. You tell me, is it real or fake? You ready to go, Bill?
Yep, I'm ready.
Man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer test. Man eats his underwear to beat a breathalyzer to try and sober up by eating his underpants. Real or fake Florida story, Bill?
It's got to be real.
Boom. That is a real Florida headline.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
All right, for the win from the sports page, Tiger Woods enjoys playing with his own balls, Nike says. Real or fake Florida headline?
I'm going to say fake.
I say fake.
That's a real
it's
one.
Real.
That's a real
oh,
one.
Oh, my God.
You got plenty of time to turn this around. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off after the age of 25. Real or fake headline?
Real.
Yes, that is a real headline from the Miami Herald. Congratulations, Bill. You got that five-pack of passes. We'll see you at Point Pleasant Beach. Jenkinson's on August the 11th. Good job, man.
Thanks.
And thanks for dealing with my lack of technical know-how here in the control booth. Hang on. Hopefully I don't hang up on him again. I'll do my best. You want a couple more of these just for fun? Inventor killed by electric bum wiper.
Fake.
Oh, yeah, fake.
Nope, that's a real one, too.
Oh, God.
Officials in Holland say it is illegal to Dutch oven your spouse.
Oh, real.
No, that one's fake. Kermit made that up.
Oh.
Let's do hashtag mom. God, fashots. Every morning about this time, 7:29:20, we search them, we share them, we hear from moms, dads, grandmas, sometimes stepmoms. You never know. You send one in, you might hear yours right here, and we'll share them just like this.
Anna Christine said, Mama, I love you.
Oh.
This is my toddler seconds before karate chopping me in the throat.
Okay.
At Pookie268 said, I could nap on this plane, but I'm a parent of a young child. And I am not traveling with them. So you better believe that I'm watching every show and movie that I've missed and read in the last few years.
Good for you. Sure.
And James Sharp said, I tried explaining crypto to my 9-year-old. And she said, it sounds like someone's trying to sell you their imaginary friend.
Yeah, I'm still not sure I understand what crypto is. What was that first one again about the karate chops? You get karate chopped in the neck by her kid? What was that?
Mama, I love you. And that was her toddler saying that to her right before they karate chopped her in the throat.
You got the Jackie Chan going on there, huh?
Yeah.
Kata.
Lee.
Yeah.
Lee.
Kata.
Lee.
Sorry. On the way, we'll do fun facts, fast five, and a birthday file.
Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Well, big night last night, Nick, but it looks like most people get through it okay. And at least by now, we've got most of the power turned back on. So
yeah, no, it was a little wild out there for a while, and we had 4, 5, 6 inches of rain as expected. But there were also many areas that saw it like under a half of an inch. So it was really luck of the draw, or unluck of the draw, I guess.
I don't know if I don't know if you'll have an answer to this, but like, why was it just so we could get state money in case there was flooding? Why did we declare a state of emergency so early before they knew that a lot of people really wouldn't get more than a half an inch?
Yeah, that question came over a lot. I was on a shoot yesterday and I look at my phone and there's a bunch of fire chiefs and police chiefs trying to get that same answer from me. And I think, you know, I'm not in Uncle Phil's head, but I think it was there was no action the last time we had a moderate chance of flooding and then North Jersey turned into basically a lake.
Yeah.
So I think it was just, hey, let's take an abundance of caution. And I agree. I very rarely agree with this governor, but I think it was the right call because because there was so much uncertainty as to whom would see the highest rainfall totals. And we certainly had many water rescues down here in South Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania. So that could have been anywhere. I think that was the right call.
Yeah, but right call or not, what that is then is cover my ass is what that is. Because last time I screwed it up. And also, Phil had nothing to do with it because he was, I don't know where he was yesterday. The lieutenant governor, Way, was acting governor. He wasn't even here. So
he's probably in Italy again.
Yeah, right.
Just like me. We go over there and sip on Chianti. And
All right. Well, you and Clooney and everybody go control all the chess pieces.
Well, we control the weather. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. There were people in Canton, Ohio. One night a year, they get people in Canton, Ohio. Because sometimes it's Ohio. Bill Bintcliff, he just got that 5-pack of passes playing real or fake on his way to Jenkinson's to join us for the big VIP party we're doing on August the 11th. Super cash payoff, summer cash payoff is still coming up this morning. Your chance to get qualified for a grand. Now, fun facts are next. We'll do the Fast Five. And then our He Said.
She Said.
About 7:50 this morning. Two favorite answers. Our favorite answer, get a VIP season pass to Monmouth Park Racetrack. Our second favorite answer on Free Ticket Friday, tickets go see The Offspring. Robbie and Michelle's Fast Five is coming next. First in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in Sydney Sweeney's jeans back pocket since noon Tuesday. Here it contained facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know, we just thought you'd like to know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fun Fact Friday!
Woo!
Yay! Facts that are fun. These are fun facts.
Sometimes.
Things you don't need to know, we thought you'd like to know. Doc is not here. Doc is here? Doc is not here.
Doc is not here.
Doc is still alive, though. God bless him. The most serious crime in ancient Rome was killing a parent. The punishment was being sewn in a bag with a monkey, snake, dog, chicken, and then being thrown in a river to drown.
What?
It is the pride that was Rome.
What?
These are fun facts.
That's crazy.
You thought the gladiators had it bad. You thought Russell Crowe had a bad situation. They put you in a bag with a monkey and a snake. Some
then
Volkswagen.
Or monkey too. Have That's to go in cool. there.
Well, I don't know what the monkey did. Right. What'd the monkey do? It's not his fault. He stole my grapes, put them in a bag with this criminal. Some Volkswagen cars in 1959 had coffee makers built into the dashboard. Now, that's great.
That is
awesome. Say that again?
Why don't we get that back? The Volkswagens, starting in 1959, had coffee makers built into the dashboard. Discontinued 1963. That is great.
See, bring it back.
We Germans have some good ideas.
I pay extra for that in my car for sure. Yeah.
You thought we Germans did not have good ideas, but in fact we did. Mein Kampf! Because every German to me is a villain from an Indiana Jones movie. Evel Knievel was fired from his mining job after high school for attempting a motorcycle-type wheelie in a large earth mover. He accidentally hit the main power line for Butte, Montana, and caused a citywide power outage for a short period of time. Evel Knievel on the motorcycle.
A true maverick.
Domino's and Pizza Hut are luxury chains in Japan. Large pizzas cost $35 there. I don't have the pizza like we got here. Take that, Connecticut. $35.
That's about how much one on the boardwalk is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably what they charge in Connecticut.
That's what they're making over there.
You know what else they got in Japan, don't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Godzilla!
Thank you. An episode of Peppa Pig and Mr. Skinny Legs was banned in Australia because they said spiders can't hurt you. Spiders in Australia can definitely hurt you if you've seen the big spiders they got over there. But I think that's just that's a little something to let the kids sleep at night. I don't know.
There's one that you talk about the boardwalk. One of these places on the boardwalk, they have a club now,
right?
Where they, you know, they have these 28-inch pizzas, a big giant pizzas.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And if you eat one, you get a T-shirt and your name on the wall.
And did you try it?
No. I'd be dead.
They'd be sewing them in a bag with a monkey.
You get a T-shirt, but Joe. You could wear the T-shirt when you die. It'll be great. We'll bury you in it.
Yeah,
it'd be great. Imagine everybody see him in the open casket. Look at Joe. What's he wearing that stupid T-shirt for? I don't understand.
So he'd do something like that.
I knew he used to be big time.
Got some tomato sauce on the T-shirt.
By the way, I drove by the house. Marianne's got hydrangeas in a toilet bowl. What's going on over there? All right, time for the Fast Five. I can't imagine. Time for the Fast Five.
Hey, I got a question for you.
I always thought I'd be dead before him, but here he is. By the way, do you know I was named Music Director of the Year in 1974? All right. Come on. Everybody stiffen up. Let's go. Big trending stories. Stay in touch with us on the socials, Robbie and Michelle Radio, 107.1 The Boss, podcast wherever you get yours. Number five, people on TikTok are dancing to a remix of the Law and Order theme. This is the big TikTok song. Many of them pretty entertaining where they shake their booty. There's a dance remix, the whole deal, but a lot of people just using the OG. Dum, bum, bum, bum. They do the little twerk when it goes bum, bum. I'm attempting a little Miley Cyrus twerk here in my chair a little bit. It's pretty funny. It's the hashtag Law and Order Dance Challenge. We don't have the dance remix here. No, no. The Wonder Frog has given me just the original, the OG theme. But
watch the hydraulics on that chair, brother, before you end up on the floor.
How hard would Joe laugh if the chair collapsed and I fell on the floor? That would be the greatest thing that's ever happened to him.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah, it would be pretty funny.
He'd be laughing so hard he'd fall over dead.
I'd fall over on my chair.
They laid him out with a T-shirt from the boardwalk. What's going
on? If that ever happened, you need to take pictures before you help him up.
Of course I will.
I have no doubt. That's right. I fell on the floor. Everybody would just start laughing instead of helping me.
Robbie, hang tight just a second. Let me get my camera. Don't move.
That's what happened the other day with the garbage bag.
I know.
You're like, don't move. I got to take a picture of you with the trash. Number four, woman took to Reddit talking about how her 18-year-old niece got left behind during a family trip. They said hashtag she was home alone. Woman was getting blamed by the teen's parents, saying that she was supposed to be the last one on the plane and they should have accounted for this.
I made my family disappear.
Okay, I mean, it's not home alone at all. The girl is 18 years old. She's legally an adult. Well, what's the big deal here?
Yeah,
why is this a deal? She's not, you know, doesn't have special needs or anything like that, so I can't admit, what's the problem? She's a grown-up. She's 18. I don't get it.
Right.
How is she home aloning?
They still left her. They still left her. They didn't. They forgot that she was supposed to come, or she overslept. But you're right. I mean, she's an adult. She's
that's
fine.
Not bad she parenting. That just means we don't like you. That's what that is. We didn't really want you to come in the first place. That's what that means. That's mean that you're going to be home alone. Number three, a new study shows that Americans think about their finances for about 4 hours per day. That's considered when you add the time up, the equivalent of a part-time job, about 20 hours a week or so. That's more time than people spend preparing meals, exercising, more than some people get for sleep. Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Thinking about my bank account right now, to tell you the truth. Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Comes right into my sleep time. Uh-huh. Number two, we'll just move on from that one because it gets depressing. Brought the whole room down here. Number two, Google says feral child summer is trending. Did you see this? Kyle Kelsey talked about it on her podcast. Every one of the Kelseys has got a podcast.
Yeah.
Feral child summer. This is when your kids start running around wild like the old days in the neighborhood. You know, just be home by the time the streetlights come on. Be home in time for dinner. Feral child summer. Here's a little clip from the podcast the other day.
It's called Feral Child Summer.
Yes.
I love the idea of Feral Child Summer. I currently will unleash my children into the backyard. If one of them ends up digging out a rock, have at it. If another one ends up climbing up the playset, having a whole pretend play situation or scenario made up, great. I love watching them play.
So that's Travis and the other guy. What's his name? Kyle. What's his name? What's the other Kelsey brother? Travis and who? Jason. That's their sister,
Jason.
Kylie, talking about this. Is that not just... That's what kids are supposed
normal.
To do. Right.
Yeah, that's how I grew up.
We got to put a name on this now, the feral child summer. Your kids are supposed to run wild in the backyard and explore the neighborhood and put them on a bike and let them go find a body, you know, like the movie Stand By Me over a river or something. That's a good thing. Off they go.
Builds character.
It does.
Two things. Yeah. First of all, Kylie is married to Jason.
Oh, it's not his sister?
That's his way. Yeah.
Are you sure he didn't marry his sister? Are you positive?
I'm positive he didn't marry his sister.
Are you sure?
But yes. I do think it's a good thing to let kids run around,
but
it's a crazy world out there now, so I think you do have to watch them a little bit. I mean, a little bit you got to
watch.
In
the backyard?
Not in the backyard. They're fine.
You know what?
With a fence?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Let them skin their knee. It's all right.
Depends on the fence.
Oh, come on. It's fine.
There are a lot of crazy people in my neighborhood. My parents didn't care. Go out. Do whatever you want. See ya.
My parents put me out in the backyard. They kept trying to give me away to the people that walked
right.
by.
Starts.
Will anybody take her?
See when it gets dark.
Voter story.
And now you see my boys, when I used to let them out, you know, when I lived out there in the wilds at Hillsboro back before they built 5 million houses out there. You used to let them out. And I used to say to my wife at the time, I used to say to her, you know what, they'll come back. They'll come back when they have to eat or they have to poop.
Sure.
Because if they need to pee, they'll just find a tree or
a
bush
right.
or something.
Because they're boys.
Yep.
And they did, too. They came home, didn't they?
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I suppose a few houses down. Oh, I need to poop. Can I come in? Are you Joe Nolan's kid? Yeah, no. Can't come in here.
You know what? Those kids, they used to do it all the time. They used to come into the house. Yeah, absolutely. It was great.
You got to have a
Mr. Nolan, I got to go. Can you poop?
All right, come on in.
Aww.
Everybody needs a neighbor you're comfortable pooping at their house. That's a that's a sign of a strong community right there. It takes a village to find a place to poop, you know? Here's a bonus story for you. Something called the hashtag Dolly Parton effect. There is a real study, they've actually spent money on this, out of Indiana University, that shows that twangy, over-the-top voices like Dolly's are easier to understand in noisy situations, noisy places, than someone with perfect diction, perfect traditional English.
Interesting.
Yeah, get a little Dolly Parton here. Mm-hmm. Y'all, check them out, number one and number two. How are y'all? I agree with that. It's hard to hear people in those crowded situations.
Oh, but. I have. You know, you ever been to like a wedding and you're trying to hear somebody across the table and you can't? I mean, there are times I just can't do it. I just stand there and look and stare at him and go,
Well, it's usually the Grand Mariner. Grand Mariner at a wedding that gets me.
The Grand Mariner.
As you
slow you down.
As you've seen, the reason I can't hear is because I can't understand, but that's a different story for a different time. All right, number one, there's a new poll that found the most hated food in America is? Any guesses?
Broccoli.
Broccoli, believe it or not in the top 10.
Liver.
Liver comes in number two. Anchovies is number one.
Anchovies number one?
56% of people say they hate them or dislike them. Liver is a close second. Then sardines, tofu, squid, caviar, oysters, blue cheese, followed by beets, kale, okra, Brussels sprouts, eggplant, and olives. I'd say I'll take every one of those and make myself a little charcuterie tonight. That sounds delicious. Send me all your squid and caviar and oysters and blue cheese. Ooh, I'll be happily enjoying those tonight. Come on. People have no class. Knocking on neighbors' doors asking to poop instead of eating caviar. stick with me. I'll teach you people how to live. Come on.
Right.
Okay.
Friday, all world right. famous celebrity birthday. File Aquaman.
Whatever.
Jason Momoa, he's 46 today. Sam Mendes, who's doing those Beatles movies, he's 60 today. Adam Duritz, the lead singer of the Counting Crows. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Is he the guy with the arm problem? That's him, isn't he? I think that's it. Guy lost it. He's 66.
No, I don't know.
I don't know off the top of my head. It is Francis Scott Key Day. It is National Water Balloon Day. Also National Girlfriend's Day. So if you have one.
Oh, I love me a good water balloon.
Yeah, especially if you got a girlfriend.
You know what else it is?
Bam! Today,
which just reminded me of all that.
What?
Is that it's the first day of practice for Pop Warner football all across the country.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So all the little kids out there playing football today is the first day for Pop Warner.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love them when they put the helmets on because their bodies are so little and then their heads are like four times bigger.
Yeah.
They look so funny, like bobbleheads.
So cute.
Boop, 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 boop. Hey, Mr. Nolan, can I poop at your house? Sure, come on in,
bobblehead.
Come on in, sure.
Yeah, bring the whole neighborhood.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
By the way, did you see Adam Sandler and his wife were in Newark last night? I just saw a picture of that. They look, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and having himself a big sandwich. Is there a modern trend that people will regret 10 years from now? Something people are doing now, they're going to regret it in 10 years. I think we hit on some of them in the Fast Five here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that, you know when people do the tattoo instead of putting on mascara every day? I feel like that can't be good for your...
The tattoo makeup,
that close to your eyeball, I feel like that's a bad idea.
Every time I see someone get those big fake veneers on their teeth, I always feel like they're really, really going to regret that because you have to shave down your real teeth to get those on. And so if something happens to your veneer, and what if you lost your job and you can't afford to fix that? Like, you're going to go around looking like Sloth from the Goonies. Like, that is not what you want.
No, I suppose it isn't. Modern trend, people probably going to regret 10 years from now or less. Now, listen for a favorite answer today. Monmouth Park Racetrack, we get a pair of VIP season passes to the racetrack. And for our second favorite answer on the text tonight, because it is a free ticket Friday, I get a pair of tickets to see The Offspring, big rock and roll band at PNC Bank Arts Center tomorrow night. 732-774-4444 to text in, to call in, at 1071 The Boss in the socials. We get into those next, and the freak out is coming up. Nelly. Yes.
Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God, baby.
Thank God it's Friday night, and I just got
sleep deprivation all across the nation. But it's time for my salvation. Because the weekend is here. You only get one weekend. I mean, you got to celebrate it, right? Little F-R-I-D-A-Y. Say, praise Jesus. You have made it to the weekend promised land. Hallelujah. Time to refresh, relax, rejuvenate. Inhale. Exhale. Kind of let it all hang out. It's been another tough week, right? Everybody driving you nuts. There's a weather that was putting you in a bad mental headspace. All that heat and humidity, barely breathe when you walk out the door. I'll tell you what, you look that boss man clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, don't watch me, watch Bespoke. I'm gone, I'm out, I'm blowing this here popsicle stand. Can't stop me now, I'm on the move, I'm ready for the weekend. Let go, I'm shaking my caboose.
I don't want to work.
That's right.
I don't want to bang on the drum all day.
Every single day, baby.
I don't want to play.
Do it to it, Lars.
I just want to bang.
More cowbell, please. This year is world famous, often imitated, never duplicated, highly outrageous, never ever contagious, best year, none of it, get away with it. Finally, Friday, freak out on the radio. One thing left to do, that's pucker up and
kiss the week. Go!
Friday. Let it rip one more time, please. Triangulate live and direct from our Nut Hut broadcast facilities here along West Bank Avenue, Neptune, New Jersey, USA, planet Earth. This series world famous Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Finally, Friday, freak out on your radio.
It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow.
How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started in here.
It's showtime, baby.
Oh, Nelly. Friday, 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 Big Show's on the Boss. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. 107.1, 99.7 FM in the South. On the Boss app everywhere. 107.1theboss.com. Mentioned today the anniversary of MTV. Big moment in the 80s. And we're going to play all four of the first songs they played on MTV in the 4-4 countdown. Kane Show this afternoon, plus Tool or Rule. And we'll have another chance at the Super Summer Payoff. Getting down to the wire. Next week's the last week to get qualified because this event's coming up on August the 11th in Jenkinson. Someone's going to walk away with a grand. Maybe we'll double their money, make it $2,000. Get more. Get the exact times to play and win. 1071theboss.com. Meantime, our he said.
She said.
Modern trend. Something people do all the time now. I think you'd think they're going to regret it in about 10 years. Maybe even less. They're going to look back and go, man, why did I do that? That was so stupid. I got caught up in the moment. I shouldn't have done that. Lines are open. 732-774-4444 at 1071theboss on the socials.
5729 said cheek fat removal.
Mm. They do. You do see that.
You do. And then when you get older, you got to add the fillers back in there because you took everything out of your face and your face starts to melt. So
you're right.
Bruce said putting your children all over social media.
Yeah. You know, my friend Danny, like he's got a grandkid now, little kid, never puts a face. It's only from behind because he doesn't want people to know who the kid is. I think that's smart. You know?
Yeah, I think it's smart too. I have some pictures of Lola that I put on social media when she was really little, and she gets mad at me that they're on social media now. So it's like, I guess, yeah, you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't thinking how she'd feel as a teenager seeing that. So that is true.
Well, that's one part of it, but also there's a lot of weirdos out there, and a different deal letting them out in the neighborhood than on social media where they can message them and contact them and all of that.
Right, right. Rachel said oversized lips and micro sunglasses. Everyone's going to look back and wonder why they all look like Sims in a heat wave.
Yeah, what is with these little sunglasses now?
I don't know.
I don't get those. They look
very
like
ugly.
Ben Franklin or something.
Yes, like Ben Franklin.
1776, Philadelphia.
3399 said no buttons or dials in cars. When these cars become old cars, they're all going to malfunction and you're not going to be able to do anything.
That's brilliant. I totally get that.
That's interesting. Yeah, I never thought about that. Miranda said giving your children unrestricted access to the internet, it's like giving random people unlimited access to their brain.
Mm.
Maggie said cosmetic fillers, especially when they get them done really young. 20-year-olds don't need Botox. I wonder what their face is going to start looking like when they can no longer afford to do it. 2227 said AI for sure. It's going to hinder the younger generation's ability to think critically for themselves.
Well, there's no stopping that. AI's taking over the world, right? It's a Terminator movie pretty soon, if you believe all these experts.
Right. Megan said the weird baby name trend, these poor kids.
I know, but there are people named Evelyn and Josiah 50 years ago. So there's always been, there's always been unusual
aren't
names.
Necessarily weird. Yeah. And Jim said getting married.
Just ask Joe. You're every couple of years, you might regret it. Listen, one of our favorite answers will win tickets to this weekend's Offspring show. Our favorite answer this morning, Monmouth Park Racetrack, pair of VIP season passes. Something modern trend. People do it all the time now. And you go, I don't know. I think you're going to regret that in 10 years. You get Superfan Ray's answer. I thought it was a good one. So the people that swab their cheek and send it into all these services to find out their
like
DNA.
Like 23andMe.
Yeah. Now everybody.
That's a great answer.
They make you click all that. Yes, I accept. I accept. And all these companies have got all your DNA information. Pretty soon you end up at a crime scene and, you know, they're taking you. You ever think about that stuff? I think about that
stuff. I've never done that. I don't want to know.
I think a little bit about that stuff.
I don't want other people to know.
732-774-4444. Call or text at 1071 The Boss on the social.
Come along with me and we will be 50 miles west of Miami. Collier County, not too far from Dade. In a tropical land they call the Everglades. 3-digit temperature you will see. As high as the humidity. Fun in the sun and it's known as the Disney Park that's alligator Alcatraz. Lunchtime you don't spend the dime and all the food's prepared for you. You got a voice, you can have your choice. You can take it or leave it too. No problem when you want to prune. Three toilets are in every room. The situation's optimal. Though sometimes toilet paper is optional. There's lots of cool things to do. Walk outside, you'll find a petting zoo. If there's anything you need at all, 1-800-RON-DESANTIS is the number to call. All right, there's a tour tonight. And Christy Nome is looking out of sight. If you're reading a book, don't get uptight. Because the lights stay on all night.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yes, it is. There's some modern thing. People do this all the time now. Probably a bad idea. 10 years is going to bite them in the butthocks. And you say, man, I regret that. I shouldn't have done that. A lot of answers on the Text Connect Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. 3195 said, buying a new car when you can't afford it.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, though, but sure.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a new trend, but yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I like those commercials. They go, no credit, bad credit, we don't care. all right, okay.
45% interest, good luck.
No, not our problem.
Cass said face piercings engaging your ears.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. The people that put the things in their ears and they stretch their earlobes out. Because you cannot fix that with plastic surgery.
No, right. Looks, that's so true.
Yep, like somebody in National Geographic or something with a big hole in their ear.
1059 said, anyone on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Or how about these people doing those sex challenges where you hook up with like 100 people in a day?
That for sure. However, I think in 10 years, if you're brave enough to go on OnlyFans and in 10 years you go back and look at it, wouldn't you be like, wow, I looked really good then. I wish my body looked like that now. It's like a time capsule for you.
It's a sex time capsule. Okay, I suppose.
8723 said the lip injections are getting crazy.
Yep.
0150 said vaping, it's so bad for you.
Yeah, they say vaping might be worse than cigarettes.
Yeah, yep, it's true.
Two more.
April said TikTok in general, it does more harm than good.
Mm.
Mike said pickleball, it's the new squash that no one plays. You're investing all your money in this and it's just a fad.
Oh, come on. All right, one more.
Let's see. Nicholas said, Laboo-boos. It's the Beanie Babies of the 2020s.
Everybody's buying the Beanie Babies. They're going to be worth thousands. Like even the Cabbage Patch Kids aren't worth anything. All right, those are funny. Modern trend, people going to regret in 10 years. We're going to work on this, figure out our favorite answers, and we'll get some tickets to Offspring and a VIP pair of season passes to Monmouth Park. We will do that next. Thanks for those today. That's it. That's your He Said.
She Said.
See that, hi, Nick. You see that clip this morning? Everybody's screaming at each other on CNN. That's gone viral this morning. Yeah, they're arguing about tariffs and stuff, and I was laughing because I was thinking that's the most viewership anyone's had of a CNN program probably since 1990, since the Gulf Storm with Norman Schwarzkopf.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Boy, I'm gonna have to go look this up now. That sounds
pretty good.
Very intriguing.
You know what else is good? Yesterday, they had a clip of Trump golfing, and he had like a fly or something. He kept whacking himself. It was pretty good too.
Well, did you see him cheat?
No.
Oh, my God. No. One of the caddies is pretending he's looking for the ball, and he just releases it behind him, and then Trump's like, oh, here it is.
I can't watch golf on TV no matter who's playing.
Oh, I know. It is like the most boring thing ever. Although, we do love doing mini golf. Uh-huh. I am very competitive when it comes to mini golf. I do not lose, ever.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. If there were mini golf on ESPN3 or something, I'd probably watch that.
Yes, like that should be a thing. Well, we should start that. Nordcast mini golf. You
know? There's a volcano. Yeah. Look at that. I will, shockingly, I'm taking vacation. We both are next week, so we'll be off. And
you're
get
off
to work
next week?
I'm off next week, yeah. I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
Wow.
Yep. And you get to work with Kane, who is all excited to come in here and argue with you every single day. So
this is wonderful.
So good luck, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Good.
Thanks.
We have some winners here. Our favorite answers that he said, she said this morning, we're talking about a trend that people are going to regret it in a few years. We got Monmouth Park Racetrack, our favorite answer, a pair of VIP season passes. Have you selected one?
I have. Jim and Edison said getting married, and I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. All right, Jim, good for you. And we got a bonus one. It is a free ticket Friday. We'll have tickets all day long to Offspring tomorrow night at PNC Bank Arts Center. And next Thursday, the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald, PNC Bank Arts Center. We're getting some Offspring tickets. We had another runner-up.
Yes, I'm going to give this one to Mike in Freehold. He said pickleball, and I know you don't necessarily agree with that, but I think that's a great answer because people invest all their money and their time, and it's just a fad, and you're going to hurt your knees. It's just not necessary. I love that answer.
Maybe it won't become quite the fad it is now, but I think people, it's like shuffleboard. I think there's going to be people that live in those resorts in Florida retire down there. They're going to be playing pickleball forever now. I really think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I am a cheap bastard, aren't I? Didn't pay. It was very nice that he hung out with you. Are we going to the wedding? Are you going to the wedding, I should say? Are we invited?
So this is awkward because we were talking about it and I was talking to his fiance about it. But I don't know if we're invited because I haven't hung out with him in 6 years. And so he's paying for himself. And so I was bringing it up, but I don't want him to feel obligated to invite us, but I'm not sure because it is in November and I feel like we would have gotten to save the date or something if we were invited. So I don't think we're invited.
Well, maybe he's just doing a small little thing. I mean, that's fine. Good. I'm glad.
It's not a small little thing. Oh. It's kind of a big thing, but
we're just clearly not invited. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he bought you dinner. He felt bad. You're not his friend anymore.
Wow. Maybe.
And talk about, it's kind of funny. You talk about how, maybe 6 years ago we would definitely have been in the wedding. You might have even been asked to be in the wedding party. I mean, those things do change. Yeah. I remember the first time that I was going to get married, I had my cousin was going to be the best man, and then I didn't even have him in a wedding party the second time around. So, I mean, these things, thinking about that. They do change, you know?
It does. Of course it does. I think that if you get married, and then 10 years later, things change. I mean, it's understandable, but I did feel kind of weird because I was asking him about it. I certainly don't want him to feel obligated to invite us, but I would like to go. I mean, I am friends with him, but I don't
want to go. I'm glad we're not invited. I think it's good. Also, I have to, speaking of, I hope you don't mind if I bring this up, but speaking of the first one, right? I got a note from a mutual radio friend that likes to bust my chops about this. You know how Connie Francis just died, the singer?
Yeah.
And you know how my first ex was a Connie Francis impersonator? She claimed a professional one. This radio friend of mine sent... this radio friend of mine sent me an advertisement, a Facebook ad. It says, it's for that new musical on Broadway, which I think is about Bobby Darin mostly.
Bobby Darin.
Jonathan Groff, who's been in a bunch of things. He was in Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
He plays Bobby.
Great, yeah.
But I didn't realize this. Connie Francis, who I guess dated Bobby in the 50s, and that's part of the story of this Broadway play. Connie Francis is a character in the Just in Time musical. So there's a Facebook ad. It says, Gracie Lawrence is Connie Francis, Just in Time. And I went, he just sent me this thing. Is this her? And there's a black and white picture, and it does kind of look like the poster she used to make up for us, because she'd go around the neighborhood on the telephone poles and post these pictures. And I said, no, I assure you she did not make Broadway. That is not her. She wishes that she was on Broadway. So it's pretty funny. Pretty funny. Can't believe Rochelle insisted I have taken a week-long vacation, but I don't know that I've taken a week off. And it's been a while, hasn't it, Joe? When's the last time I was off for a whole week?
A whole week?
Yeah, I think
long
it's been
time.
A long time, right? Couple of years at least?
Yeah.
She insists that we did it last year, and I said, I think you took off a week last year, and I did.
Yeah, you didn't. No,
I think I took
back.
Half of the... Yeah, Ross and I think did the week together because Rochelle was with the kids, I think. So I don't know what I'm going to do with myself for a whole week. I'm a little... I'm almost nervous to go on vacation. Is that weird?
Yeah, no, not at all. No, I'm serious. It isn't. No, it isn't. It isn't.
Really? Like, I feel like I got to let go of my routine and my world, and it's kind of a strange thing. Yeah. I got the laptop if anybody needs me, but I still...
No one will need you.
Well, that's not true because
it'll be fine.
Bob is in the building yesterday, and I said, remember, Bob, I'm on vacation. He goes, okay, well, we have a conference call Thursday. I said, I'm on vacation. He goes, that's okay. You can do it wherever you are. I'm like, all right.
No, no. Okay. The answer is no, you're not doing it.
He needs me. It's important. I'm very important.
No, absolutely not.
He needs Robbie. He does. He needs me very much. The place will fall apart without me.
Just put up an away message on your email. The place will not fall apart. You will be fine. No. Do not do that conference call.
I don't know.
He's like, can you do a report before you go and call me Thursday? I almost feel like what it is Bob is coming up with stuff because he's going to miss me so much being away for a week.
Right.
I'm like his best buddy.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. You get the kids all week, so you'll be doing all the kids stuff, but I guess I'll...
We're going to go to Jang. We're coming back to the shore, so we're going to Jang's. We're going to go down to Seaside. We're going to do it all. We're going to have a great time. I'm excited.
Yeah. And that's why I say, I kind of feel bad because people say, what are you doing? Are you guys hanging out with us? I said, well, I'll be back the following week, so I'll do some kid stuff the following week, but this week I'm going up to my dad's house because he's got the private pool. And people say, do you feel bad? And I said, no, Rochelle doesn't care because she'd say, we're going to go to Jenks and, go ride their stuff and see the paint. You want to come? And I go, nope. And say, we're going to go to Seaside, go to Casino Pier and meet up with Joe and his grandkid. You want to come? Nope. What am I here for anyway? Because I don't like to do anything. So
you don't like to do anything.
So Rochelle's like, just go because then you've ruined it for everybody else by.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah,
100%.
Blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, I gotta
I'll
find
see
a,
you later.
I got to find a bathroom. I got to. So I just ruin it for everybody. So.
Well, and then even if you do come, you're over it after like an hour, and and we want to stay there all day long. So I just go. Like, we're good. We don't need you. We're good.
I wouldn't go on do any other. I can't fit on the rides. That's part of the problem.
Well,
I would go on the roller coaster if I could, but I don't. The bar, it doesn't latch properly when I try. Remember that one time I stood in line for an hour and a half. I get to the thing, and then the bar wouldn't close, and the poor kid had to wait in line again with you because I couldn't go on the ride with her. I felt bad. Like,
Rochelle, he's on. Listen, it wouldn't be funny. Yeah, actually, kind of would be. But if he's on that big arm thing they have at the Seaside.
Oh, my God.
And he's all the way up at the top, and they flip it around. Whoa!
No.
Thing just right in the ocean. Just falls right off.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
Mm-hmm. Let's go grab caller 10. I believe this is Scott Herbert.
Hey, what's up?
You are caller number 10. You're qualified for $1,000, and you got one of those limited edition Big Show tees. So come out and join us for the VIP party, Point Pleasant Beach, August 11th. You could win a bonus $1,000, too. We're going to pull somebody out of the crowd. Three more chances to play and win today. We're coming down to the wire because the event's coming up on August the 11th. You can get the exact times we play every day, 1071theboss.com. Nice going, Scott. We'll see you there. Good luck, by the way, to those Jackson Little Leaguers as well. We'll play, in honor of Adam Durridge's birthday, we'll play a Counting Crows song here to kick off 52 minutes of nonstop music. Yeah, I got Joe Pesci coming to the house. I'm 18. What are you going to do about it? He's all alone. Well, Saturday show tomorrow. Robbie's Top 20 Countdown. We'll go back to this weekend, 1994. That's Sunday morning. And then you have Kane in next week. We're doing a little vacation week. Thank you for all the nice notes there, wishing us a nice vacation. We did a nice little relaxation, and we're back at it, ready to give away a couple $1,000. Summer cash payoff back here Monday, August the 11th. That big VIP party is happening August the 11th. So more chances get qualified today. Michelle is next. Happy weekend.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
And the Fast Five, powered in part by the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 of Central New Jersey. If you're a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower, call the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 at 732-792-0999 or online at ualocal9.org/info.